بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعنه رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أكثروا ذكر هذه من اللذات يعني الموت. رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن. سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه ريت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said Remember in abundance the terminator, the cutter, the destroyer of all pleasures. And that is death, maut. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has exhorted us in this hadith to remember maut in abundance. When a person will think of maut in abundance, he will realize that he has to leave this world and now he will face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There will be that phase of qabr and then akhirat. He'll have to account for his deeds. He will stand before Allah Rabbul Izzat. And as we did yesterday, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith, badiru bil amali sab'an, hasten with good deeds before you are overtaken by seven things. Because when these things will occur, then you will not get the chance to do any good deeds. A person in this world, he becomes so consumed with the dunya that he forgets, he becomes oblivious of akhirat. When a person thinks of maut, then he is reminded of akhirat. Therefore in the Quran also Allah Ta'ala talks about Alladhi khalaqal mawta wal hayat. Allah brought the Allah mentioned maut before hayat, before life. Whereas we know we live first, then we die. But this is to draw our attention that our ultimate abode is the hereafter. And every single person has to leave this world. So when a person thinks of maut, his aspirations in life will not be long aspirations. It will be shorter. He will realize that now, whatever time I have to make this time valuable and productive so that I may be successful in the hereafter. Therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has exhorted us to remember maut in often. وعن أبي بن كعب رضي الله عنه كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا ذهب ثلث الليل قام. أبي بن كعب رضي الله عنه said Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم when one third of the night passed, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would stand up. فقال and he would say, يا أيها الناس اذكر الله جاءت الراجفة تتبعها الرادفة جاء الموت بما فيه جاء الموت بما فيه. He would address the people, he would address his household and he would say, O people, remember Allah, اذكر الله, make the ذكر of Allah, remember Allah. جاءت الراجفة. راجفة refers to the trumpet that will be blown on the day of Qiyamah. There will be the trumpet will be blown twice. So this is talking about the first blow of the trumpet, the first blowing of the trumpet, that ja'atir rajifa, as though it has already taken place. In other words, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is drawing our attention that qiyamah is something that is a reality. It is going to take place. Ja'atir rajifa, the trumpet will be blown, the first one. Tatba'uha radifa, and then it will be followed by radifa, the second blowing of the trumpet. جَاءَ الْمَوْتُ بِمَا فِيهِ. And maut also will come. It is here. بِمَا فِيهِ, with all its horrors and difficulties. Rasulullah mentioned this twice. جَاءَ الْمَوْتُ بِمَا فِيهِ. That the maut is a reality. Maut has come. Maut has arrived. Death has arrived with all its difficulties. Then Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu anhu says, قُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ إِنِّي أُكْسِرُ الصَّلَاةَ عَلَيْكَ. Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu anhu says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I send abundant salutations upon you. I read a lot of Durood Sharif. فَكَمْ أَجْعَلُ لَكَ مِنْ صَلَاتِ. So in my dua, when I'm making dua, how much of salawat should I make in my dua? It's a very important question he asks. When we all make dua, we make different things in our dua, and we ask for different things in our supplications, yeah, and we read Durood Sharif in our dua. Ya Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu anhu is asking Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that how much, what amount of my dua must be dedicated to salawat upon you. فَقَالَ مَا شِئْتَ. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whatever you want. قُلْتُ الرُّمُعْ. One quarter of my duas if I only read durud upon you, salawat. قَالَ مَا شِئْتَ. Yeah, whatever you wish. فَإِنْ زِدْتَ فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكْ. If you do more than that also, it's good, better for you. قُلْتُ فَنِسْرْ. What about half my duas? In my supplication, half is only salawat upon you. قَالَ مَا شِئْتَ. Whatever you wish. فَإِنْ زِدْتَ فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكْ. If you want to increase more durud, better, it will be better for you. قُلْتُ فَثُلُثَيْنِ. Then two-thirds of my dua, I will make salawat upon you. قَالَ مَا شِئْتَ فَإِنْ زِدْتَ فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكَ. That Rasul said, whatever you wish, but if you even increase more, then that will be better for you. قُلْتُ أَجْعَلُ لَكَ صَلَاتِي كُلَّهَا. He says, my entire dua, I will dedicate all my dua in sending salutations upon you. قَالَ إِذَنْ تُكْفَى هَمَّكَ وَيُغْفَرَ لَكَ ذَنْبُكَ. رَوَهُ تِلْمِذِي وَقَالَ حَدِيثٌ حَسَنٌ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, إِذَنْ تُكْفَى هَمَّكَ. All your problems will be sufficed. Whatever problems you have, will be sufficed. And وَيُغْفَرَ لَكَ ذَنْبُكَ. And your sins will be forgiven. Your sins will be forgiven. So many times when we have that opportunity, then sometime make dua, and only read salawat upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will be blessed with these two favors. Whatever worries we have, we will be dispelled, and our sins will be forgiven. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah.